It's Wednesday, August the 5th, and I thought I'd put up another posting before I head off to the conference this morning because there are some other papers yesterday that are just they're just worth commenting on. They're just so interesting, and I thought I'd share another one with you. One of the presentations yesterday was from Professor Clary Lai. He's actually a retired professor now at York University and one of the first people to publish in the area with empirical research on procrastination. He's been a mentor and a colleague for many years now, and it's been good to get together. And Clary, he made a presentation that he called Moving Forward in Life, a Guide to Directed Everyday Living, because he believes that the most important thing to do, the thing that will bring us the most happiness, the thing that will bring us the most meaning in life is acting on our intentions. In fact, of course, this gap between intention and action is how we define procrastination. And Clary's always had a specific focus on the fact that procrastination isn't just delay, it's the gap between intention and action. If you don't form an intention, of course, it's not procrastination. So, Clary, amongst other things, he presented a great deal in his talk because it was a kind of an overview, and I'll probably come back to some of the things that he talked about in an I Procrastinate podcast because it's a much longer topic than this BOO will provide. But I wanted to just talk about one thing from his presentation now, and that's neurotic disorganization. Of all the people who researched procrastination, Clary is one of the few who's looked at the relation between neurotic disorganization and procrastination. And there's a strong one. In fact, he says it is so strong, it's like the relation between conscientiousness and procrastination, although you can see it in the other direction. Because conscientiousness, as you might recall if you've listened to these other audio boos, is one of the big five personality traits, and it means you're self-disciplined and organized and dutiful. Well, neurotic disorganization is just the opposite, of course, that you can't maintain your attention anywhere, you're not able to keep things sorted out and organized, and that this neurotic disorganization, for those who have that as a way of being in the world, you might say a trait. It's certainly a liability towards procrastination, and Clary Lai is self-professed that way. He said he's terribly neurotically disorganized, and it leads to his own problem with procrastination. So it's something to think about, and of course, with that topic comes the topic of attention deficit disorder. And a few of my colleagues and I talked about this, and I'm going to write and read more about this and speak more about it in terms of attention deficit. There are a few studies out there, particularly case studies, that look at attention deficit and procrastination, because of course, attention is the harbinger of all self-regulation failure. Right from William James, who wrote about that if we can't maintain attention, we're not going to be able to self-regulate. So of course, neurotic disorganization, attention deficit disorder will all exacerbate problems with procrastination. So there's more at procrastination.ca, and I'll come back later today or certainly early tomorrow to talk more about the conference and the kind of things that might interest you in terms of understanding procrastination.